So with the headlines, at 11:30, I'm Jason Rossum. Good morning. Tests are expected to reveal today whether 23 people in the UK have swine flu. Meanwhile, the Department of Health has announced it's sending out millions of leaflets about the virus to help protect people from falling ill. We've got a bit of breaking news coming in on this from the Reuters news agency, who are telling us that the first US death from swine flu has been confirmed by the US government. That's from Reuters. We'll bring you more on that as and when we get it. The funeral of Ian Tomlinson's taking place today. The 47-year-old died during the G20 process in the city on April the 1st. Footage of the man apparently being pushed by a police officer led to an investigation by the Independent Police Complaints Commission. And East London Borough has become the first in the country to regularly screen pupils for weapons at all of its secondary schools. Every student going into Lammas School in Leighton this morning will be checked by a knife arch. And Transport for London seeking a sponsor for the new cycle hire scheme due to start next summer. It will cost £56 million to set up. The sponsors will get naming rights and branding opportunities on the bikes themselves and contribute to running costs. Time for London's weather. Here's Wendy Hurrell.
Beautiful blue skies overhead at the moment. It really is looking the best of the days this week. There will be a bit of cloud that bubbles up, but that won't spoil things too much. It should stay dry. We should still see the sunshine through. Highs today, 17 or 18 degrees with light winds. Bit of rain tomorrow, but the weekend's not looking too bad.
Those are the headlines. Fiona McKinnon has the travel.
Thanks, Jason. Thanks, Jason.